Hello, my name is Ryan from 8C and I'll be Jackson Pollock.
Hello, my name is Matthew from 8B and I'll be the interviewer. Hello folks, my name is William Wright. Today I will be interviewing famous abstract artist and surrealist Jackson Pollock. Please, Mr. Pollock, try to get as comfortable as we can.
Thank you very much for having me on your show, Will.
Okay, Mr. Pollock, we all know that abstract art is one of the most popular art genres in the world today. We would often see an artwork that uses these particular artwork styles. In your opinion, what is the true definition of abstract art?
Abstract art, to me, is expressing all my feelings and letting it all out. It represents things that come from external reality. It is an art that does not attempt to represent external reality, but seeks to achieve its effect using shapes, forms, colors, and of course, textures.
Yes, indeed. Abstract art is definitely very distinctive for its shapes, forms, colors, and most importantly, the ideas it hides behind its artistic values. Moving on, in your opinion, how and why is abstract art significant in our modern world?
Well, right, most of my work brought together elements of cubism, surrealism, and impressionism. I believe that other abstract artists, including myself, have transcended them all. Abstract art helps me to compile almost all of art's unique techniques and procedures.
Alright, Mr. Pollock, we have previously discussed what the definition of abstract art in general is. Now let us discuss how painting can be included in the abstract art genre, as you know. Sometimes we classify artworks as abstract art even though it's actually cubism. Can you explain a little about that?
Sure, right? Abstract art, as I said before, is one of the most unique and definitive art genres there is. The only thing that differentiates abstract art is that it has no recognizable subject. Each person will definitively define one abstract art different from another, as there is no recognizable subject. And when we see the art in a scientific and concrete view, we will only see mere splashes and paint and lines.
Wow, Mr. Pollock, I didn't know that abstract art would be such a hard subject to understand. Say, Mr. Pollock, could you tell us a little bit about your past experiences? Maybe a little bit about your biography?
Of course, Will. I was born on January 28, 1912, in the city of Cody, Wyoming. At the age of 18, I moved to New York City with my brother Charles and started learning with Charles' art teacher. During the Depression period, I really found my passion in art and painting.
That's a very great life story, Mr. Pollock. But I actually heard a rumor that you actually started out studying traditional art painting techniques. Is this one of the reasons why you got into abstract painting, or was this just unimportant?
Well, that rumor is actually true. Only a couple of years into my education, I dropped out of school and left traditional painting techniques so I could explore more of abstract expressionism. I realized how concrete thinking distracted the mind from being more creative, so I decided to change.
Next, on the topic of art styles, I understand that you yourself have revolutionized your own specific unorthodox art style and painting technique. Can you please elaborate on this?
Of course, Will. The art style that I revolutionized is called drip painting. This specific technique requires artists to drip or pour paint onto the canvas using various art equipment such as brushes, buckets, and other art equipment that I normally use. To be honest, I paint my styles with a very unique style where I will put a huge canvas on the floor and will start to kneel down and start painting with aggressive, forceful, and rapid brush strokes.
Mr. Pollock, how does that very unique painting style support you to create your abstract artworks? Does it make the painting process easier or harder?
Well, right, the techniques and painting style helps me to express all my feelings and soak into the painting. I'm able to let all my feelings out when I pour the paint, and it further helps me to reach out to every part of the canvas.
What are your specific materials and paint that you used when painting it? I understand that you don't use brushes or anything that particular, is that right, Mr. Paul?
Most of the paint that I use is standard liquid paint. I like to use a paint that flows easily throughout the canvas. I don't often use brushes, but I commonly use things like sticks and knives, as these things wouldn't touch the surface of the canvas. But mostly, I pour the paint from my bucket.
To add on the topic of your painting technique, I heard that some of your canvases are of very unusual dimensions. Is that right, Mr. Pollock? Do you like to paint on large surfaces, or is it just too much work?
I really enjoy working with really big canvases, sometimes up to 9 times 18 feet by size, and sometimes even bigger. And I really like enjoying working big.
Alright, thank you, Mr. Pollock. Continuing with our discussion, I understand that lots of contemporary artists are currently using the strip painting technique that you have revolutionized. But if I may ask, what influenced you to create and revolutionize such a creative art style?
When I was in Mexico, I saw murals made by mural painter David Alvaro Siqueiros. That featured lots of drip splash marks. I think this encounter and traditional Navajo sand paintings were the most influential for me to create this art style.
Is there anyone else that gave you influence to become what you are today? I also heard rumors that you were also influenced by Pablo Picasso and other artists of that age.
Well, I was actually also influenced by those artists from the past, mainly due to their specialty in cubism and surrealism. Abstract art has lots of those techniques included.
And do you think that this specific art style is efficient in conveying ideas and meaning towards the viewers? Because I know that some people might think that you are just randomly pouring paint on a canvas and hope to get good reviews from art critics.
Well, that's actually the point, Will. In my opinion, I'd rather focus more on expressing my emotions and feelings than trying to make a picture look realistic and beautiful. I understand that people might have different views than me.
That's a very intelligent response, Mr. Pollock. But why choose this specific art style when you know that you are going to get hate for it? Why couldn't you just choose a more mainstream or common art style that would have received less hate and more critical acclaim? Why abstract art?
Well, I guess I just wanted to be different than other mainstream artists. In my perspective, action painting has always been a part of me that has always wanted to me to be freed. Abstract art requires the mind to dig deeper than the eye can see. Decipher the image. It utilizes abstract thinking, which for me is very important in understanding artworks. It is also easier for me to express my feelings entirely through abstract art.
And could there be a possibility that this interest in surrealism you have started at a very young age? If not, what made you want to become an abstract artist, and is it in any way connected to your personal life?
Well, growing up, I've always had issues with my alcoholism, so one day, I decided to visit a Jungian psychoanalyst to help me. He said that expressing your feelings through painting might help with these problems. He was right. It really helped me. I think this experience might have affected me to become an abstract artist.
Mr. Pollock, as a successful abstract artist, you have created a number of different artworks. Can you please tell me what your most recognizable artwork is and what's the story behind it?
Well, I gotta say that my most revolutionary painting is the number one. Or Lavender Mist, as people call it. It is one of the first paintings using my drip technique, and I painted that during my transition from traditional art to abstract art. Although the work does not contain any lavenders, the abstract lines, paints, and shadows radiates a kind of light which represents a lavender plant. This painting was actually the start of my drip painting.
To finally close this interview and discussion, can you please name one artist that you would compare your style and technique to, and why would you compare yourself and your art to him or her?
Well, I would say that Hans Hofmann is most similar to me, as most of his artworks are abstract, and he usually uses a similar painting technique, and he continued my legacy of the drip painting method. I have seen many of his artworks, and I admire the way he applied cubism and surrealism can be really seen inside his paintings. Thank you, this is the end of the interview.
Thank you, Mr.